So there's a famous kasha of the Minchas Chinuch on this Magen Avraham, on this Dargah Moreh Vav. The Magen Avraham writes that since the Rambam says you can be yotzei your mitzvah of Kiddush B'dvarim, so he says if you by davening ma'ariv you fulfill your mitzvah, and therefore the problem is a man fulfills his mitzvah in Kiddush in Shul and wherever he's davening ma'ariv, and then when he comes home, his wife is still chayim in HaTorah. He's making the Kiddush first. How do we reconcile that? So the Minchas Chinuch, wants to attack the Yisod of the Magen Avraham. He wants to deny its plausibility. He agrees, the Rambam says, that you could be Yotze Kiddush with words alone, but you can't be Yotze with our Friday night davening. Why not? What's wrong with the words in our davening? So the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lam and Aleph write, Heksha, Hech Efsha, Lasei Shedei Chovas Kiddush B'Tfilah. How can one fulfill the Mitzvah of Kiddush in davening? Hakaimelan, the Gemara says in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 117b, should Tzarech Lahaski Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. You have an obligation to mention the Exodus from Egypt in the Kiddush. Uvetfila Hari Anu Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in davening, there is no Friday night davening. There is no Friday night Shemona Esrei. There is no mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if the Gemara says in Pesachim, and no one seems to argue that in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush, it's not enough to mention Zechu L'maisa Bereshith, but you have to also mention Zechu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So in Friday night Shemona Esrei, there's only a Zechu L'maisa Bereshith, and there is no Zechu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So then he says, but Bishrom et B'yantif, if you want to hold like the Rambam Shita, that Kiddush on Yantav is Daraisa, or be Yantav Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, or when Yantav falls on Shabbos, the Iskar Skaris Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Tfilah, Shaper Ikulomar, the Yotzi Midechovas Kiddush B'Tfilah. So that's true, because when Yantav falls out on Shabbos, as you all know, we daven the Shalosh Regolim Shmoneh Esrei, not the Shabbos one, and in the Shalosh Regolim, we do mention Zechi Yitzias Mitzrayim. Aval betfilo Shabbos ruchuda delekas karis tisiyetz Mitzrayim hech yotze yidei chova. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch writes, achayim haskanes ha Minchas Chinuch, aval akol panem anusak didan she'ino no maskir in yitziyetz Mitzrayim, but we don't mention yitziyetz Mitzrayim. Libi Omer, Deino Yotze min haTorah klal. You are not Yotze the mitzvah Kiddush at all. So therefore, that's the Minchas Chinuch kasha on the Magen Avraham. He says, what are you talking about? How could the Magen Avraham say that you Yotze your mitzvah? He agrees. He agrees in principle, like the Chinuch and the Rambam, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush with words alone. But it depends. You got to say the proper words. What are the proper words? So it's not enough just to mention that God created the world, but as it says in Pesachim, we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. In our Friday night davening, we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm the Shalosh Regolim, so he agrees. So then the Dargah Moreh Vav has a good kasha, but there's no kasha on a regular Friday night. So how would the Magen Avraham interrupt the Minchas Chinuch Shaila? So the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph says, "V'shamati shebesefer Minchas Chinuch." I heard it in the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. Gam came hifli bazelah. He still has wonder over this Magen Avraham. How could you say you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush? U'machma zeh masik alacha delo kavasa. And if you go to that, he says we don't pass in that way. However, the Bir Halacha says, on Yivis Daiti Yesh Lashem, we can reconcile. Either the Sovid who Rach Midrabanan, Vagzera Shavu Asmachta Bialma. In other words, it's true that the Gemara says Shetzrichin Lahaski Yitziyat Shusayim Bekidesh Hayom, but perhaps that's only a din drabanan. That is an Asmachta. So that's so midrabanan you need a b'min haTorah. It's enough, and therefore, that's what the Magen Avraham would hold. Vegam Vagzera Shavu Zechir Rechir Yitzichin Lahad Dorosh B'Shabbes. Oh, okay, that's one answer. Oh, the Sovet, the Yotze min HaTorah, Bama Shehiski, Yitzhayim Samach HaTfilah. So it's true we don't mention Yitzhayim's name in the actual Shemona Esrei, but we do mention in Ma'ariv, we have a principle of Semichas Gulu HaTfilah. We have Shemona Esrei. We don't mention in Shemoneh Esrei Yitziyat Mitzrayim, but we mention in Kriya Shema and Birkos Kriya Shema. So that's close enough. So either, so the Kash is the Magen Avraham says, the Yotzei Yemitzvah Kiddush Min HaTorah in Davening, and hence it's a problem, and based on that, it's a problem for a woman hearing Kiddush from a husband, but the Minchas Chinuch says it's not true. The Gemara says to fulfill your mitzvah kiddush min haTorah, you need to, or to fulfill your mitzvah kiddush, you need to mention Yitziyat Mitzrayim. And since we don't, he rejects the Magen Avraham. And he says, you're not Yotze Kiddush, it's no problem, go home and make kiddush for your wife, you're both chayim min haTorah. The Bir Halacha wants to defend the Magen Avraham either two ways. Either he says that, Einachinami, min haTorah, you can't fulfill your mitzvah, but when the Gemara says you have to mention Yitziyat Mitzrayim, it's only Midrabanan, and therefore, Min HaTorah, you are Yotze, and therefore it's a problem to go home and say it for your wife. Or, the answer is, the Yotze Min HaTorah, even if I assume that Min HaTorah you need Yitziyat Mitzrayim, but since we mention it in Shema, in the Berachos HaKriya Shema, so it's some, we have a mitzvah somaku utfila, and therefore that would satisfy the Magen Avraham. So either you could deny that it's a din min haTorah lahaski and yitzayim b'kiddush hayom, and even if you want to say it is, we do mention it in Berachos HaKriya Shema.